everyone, and welcome to episode one of Fights of the Roundtable, the show where five dopey guys argue about topics that don't matter in a March Madness-style bracket tournament. This is our first episode, so we're going to go and get started by introducing the panel, and then we're going to talk a little bit about what this show is and how it's going to work. To my left, we have Edson Bezerra.
Hello, my children.
Oh, hello. Hello. Josh Hirth.
Hello, hello.
John Avery.
Hey, yo.
John Dobson. And Matt Zwaringen.
Heyo.
I'm your moderator and host, Matt Sinix. Fights of the Roundtable was an idea that we came up with for a way for us to do what we love already, which is arguing, in a way that makes it fun and competitive. So we've compiled a March Madness-style bracket of 16 contestants, and we are going to debate in pairs here until we ultimately come up with a winner. So the way this is going to work is we have some seeded contestants that we're going to go through. And the guys here are just going to talk each about why they think one should win over the other. Now, the great thing is there is no right or wrong way to argue this. You can think that something should win on one merit, and someone else should think the other thing should win on a different merit. It doesn't really matter. You guys just go with the flow. Okay, guys.
For the record, I've never been more excited or ready for anything in my entire life.
The record maintains this. Yes.
Noted.
We won't scratch that from the record. Okay. So our very first bracket, we have 16 contestants here. I came up with this one because, you know, I thought about our group here. We're doing the top 16 Johns. Present company excluded. Okay.
We didn't even make the list.
We already have two great Johns. So, obviously, these guys would have won. You know? Yeah. Yeah. Now, it's worth mentioning here, I have some J-O-H-Ns, I have some J-O-Ns, I have some Johnnies.
Those don't count.
Okay?
They don't count. What about a Jonathan?
It's too late. The bracket's already made. Jonathan's count. These are all variations of John. Okay? So, we're gonna get things started here on episode one with what I believe to be kind of a softball. So, I think I know you guys pretty well. I think this first round will go pretty quickly. So coming in round one, we have John McClane, Yippee-ki-yay, and John Wayne.
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
Okay, I'm hearing some moans from my left. So, yeah. Josh, why don't you start?
Yeah, no, for me, it's John Wayne.
The really?
Duke.
Yeah, he's the Duke.
Okay.
He's classic. John McClane.
I judge this incorrectly.
There's value with John McClane, but it's really a one-off. Don't give me the sequels. I don't care about sequels. Those don't exist. But John Wayne is an American icon. He's a classic.
Okay, okay. I think Edson's also feeling strongly about this, but John...
I dare say he's an American hero.
I wouldn't disagree
with
that.
Yeah.
I don't own a John McClane cookbook. I own a John Wayne grilling cookbook, ladies and gentlemen.
John, you're being
He created an entire walking style. Because anytime you got some chap legs, you just John Wayne it.
That's true. I mean, I guess a John McClane would be the next time you go crawling through an air duct, though.
I'm not fitting in an air duct.
Okay, that's fair.
And neither would John Wayne.
No.
Because he's a real man.
That is true.
He's a real man.
My only issue with this is that John McClane has the great line, Yippee-ki-yay, and that's just fantastic. And
save it for the best catchphrases.
Oh, that is just... My heart breaks because I totally agree that John Wayne has to win this one.
But I think we're done, though. Move along.
Interesting turn of events. John Wayne taking the first round here. That's a unanimous 5-0, if I'm not mistaken.
Boom. That's a good start, gentlemen.
Yeah?
Yes.
Okay. Moving on. Next we have Johnny Depp, Savvy, and John Krasinski.
Oh.
Two good actors.
Oh, man.
You know him as Jim from The Office, John Krasinski, Jack Ryan.
You do not need
Johnny
to say
Depp.
Who he is. John Krasinski.
The man, the myth, the drunkard, pirate.
All right. No.
John
Krasinski has to be the one to win this one. There's no way you could say Johnny Depp over John Krasinski.
Why?
Because he's amazing. I mean, The Office.
Because I believe that John Krasinski is whoever he's playing.
Yes.
Like, if we're going pure actor, right? Johnny Depp always seems like he's Johnny Depp as whatever. Like, it is all like Johnny Depp as whatever I've ever seen him in. It's Johnny Depp.
No, no,
as
no.
Whatever.
I fully see Johnny Depp walking around in public with mascara on, kind of falling over to the side. Like,
you've seen Johnny Depp in public?
Yes, haven't you?
Are you friends?
Yes.
I mean, we're not all as cool as you. So.
I mean, sure. We don't see as much now since there's coronavirus, but we hang out together apart. Anyway,
I all right. So I feel like
it's weird.
While I love Jim, I have not seen enough of Krasinski's other work to judge. From what I understand, as Jack Ryan,
A Quiet Place.
He's also in the Smat Pack commercial. If that helps you at all.
No, that idea. Actually would bring him down on my book.
I don't know the
A
words.
Quiet Place.
I agree with that.
He is. Right. How can I?
But listen,
Johnny, I don't think Jim is his best role.
Interesting.
Definitely his most famous role.
What is his best
role?
That's
up in
your
for
opinion?
Debate as far as the best role.
Jack Ryan.
Jack Ryan.
Jack Ryan.
Okay, I need to watch that.
Jack.
No,
Ryan.
I need to watch.
I mean,
it.
You
right.
do need to watch Jack I know. Ryan. I
know. He is completely BA as Jack Ryan, and Literally. He would totally just mop the floor.
For
with
listeners,
Johnny
that does not stand for bad actor.
That's good clarification.
All right, so listen, I'm not a huge Johnny Depp fan, but I feel like I have more experience and a wider breadth of knowledge of his work than I do Krasinski. However, what I know
Savvy.
Jim from
Savvy.
Is fantastic. So if I just take one role of each and I take their best role, in my opinion, because of what I've seen, I would basically be taking Jim versus Captain Jack Sparrow.
Captain Jack Sparrow.
Mm. Right? That's tough.
What okay. you stew on that?
Stewing.
John Avery.
Stewing.
What do you think?
So for me, Johnny Depp loses points for Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Oh, good point.
Great points for Jack Sparrow. I liked him in Public Enemies as well.
That is a good point.
That was an old gangster movie. Yeah, I think mm-hmm. he played John Dillinger.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I believe
yes.
so.
That's correct. I thought that was phenomenal.
John Dillinger, not in the running.
Jim doesn't lose points. John Krasinski doesn't lose points anywhere for me. Depp does lose points. And John Krasinski, early on, was in what I think is underrated, or at least I remember as being good, movie with Robin Williams called License to Wed, where Robin Williams was the priest that was marrying them, and he was doing their premarital counseling, and it's hilarious. Hmm. Part of that is Robin Williams, because he's a legend.
Robin Williams. Mm.
But I thought John Krasinski was phenomenal in that, too. And that's early work, Krasinski. So for me, Krasinski doesn't lose points anywhere. Depp does. So
early work Depp, though, you got Edward Scissorhands.
Mm-hmm.
I don't
hate it. He does have
some
depth and breadth.
But here's the thing. Depp
but that means good
has
and bad.
More age in which he's able to be able, in which he is, he had the opportunity to be able to star in a lot more things. Krasinski has been just spot on in everything he's done in a young career. And Krasinski wrote, directed, and acted in
True.
A Quiet Place, which is a phenomenal movie.
Unfortunately, we're not judging on one merit alone. So
this
you can,
is just
you can factor in
okay,
all this other stuff.
While saying
whatever
that,
you want.
Johnny Depp has a lengthy musical career.
Can I mean, you give me a couple bars good. Of one of his
I'm going to be really honest. Yeah, I've never heard anything yeah. he's ever done, so
I
his musical career doesn't mean anything to me. But
fair. I mean, he's good friends with Keith Richards, so I mean, there's
who's that?
Who's Keith Richards? Okay.
We're talking about John's.
I mean, okay. he John was fantastic in Sweeney Todd.
I would give him more points
for
Sweeney Todd
that was fantastic.
Than I
okay.
would for
okay, so hands. Let's vote this one, because I vote, my vote is John Krasinski.
I hear that. Real quick, John Dobson, I feel like, has been itching
yeah, I,
to make a pitch.
This is a tough one, because I feel like the only thing I've seen John Krasinski in is The Office, which he's phenomenal, and Jack Ryan, which he's phenomenal. And you're right that he is a younger actor. He hasn't been doing this as long, and Johnny Depp has years and works with incredible people like Tim Burton, you know, where he is always in one of those movies, has some role in that. So I love both actors, but really, like, I think Johnny Depp is actually where I'm leaning on this one. And I think it's because I've seen more of his stuff. That's mm-hmm. not to take away anything from Krasinski, because, again, Jim is amazing. And Jack Ryan is just
Tom Clancy.
Insane. But, yeah, I really think Johnny Depp's going to take this one for me, which I never thought I'd say. But
interesting. I mean, it's worth mentioning these are 8 and 9 seeds. So
okay. Interesting.
All right, let's vote. Edson.
Jim.
Josh.
Depp.
John Avery.
Krasinski.
It's getting heated up. John Dobson.
Depp.
Oh, man, the tiebreaker. Swearingen, what's it going to be?
Jim.
Yes.
Woo! John Krasinski takes it 3-2.
It's not a fight I'm upset about losing.
No. Yeah.
Woo.
Really, it's not.
No. That's it's like, what kind of dessert do you want? I still get dessert. So.
That's true. Good point. So
it's I definitely like not one I was passionate enough about that if it had gone the other way, I'd be upset about
no,
it.
No, no, I'm with you.
For sure.
That's no, fine. I'm passionate about all of these picks. Keep going.
Next question.
I think you guys are going to be particularly passionate about these two. They're very special. On one side, we have John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt. Asterisk. His name is your name, too. And against him, John Doe. He can be anyone you want.
It's the ultimate known versus the ultimate unknown.
Absolutely.
That is
this
fan.
Is the greatest thing ever.
Okay, so thank you. I'm assuming that, Edson, the fact that you work in the health industry, that you probably have more experience with John Does than the rest of us do.
This is true.
Okay, so...
Are those positive experiences or negative?
It depends.
It's unknown.
Some people I want
is there,
to
is there a trend one way or the other?
Some people I don't, so...
Oh, that's okay.
How is all the shouting when you go out for Jingleheimer?
How's all the shouting?
Whenever he goes out, the people always shout. Oh, okay. Right. There goes John Jacob Jingleheimer.
That's right.
I don't actually know how to spell his name.
That's true. Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I started writing it down and I just stopped.
Initials.
I wrote John J-S.
J-A-N-G-L-E-H-E-I-M-E-R.
Wow.
M-O-U-S-E?
M-I-D-T.
M-O-U-S-E?
Yes.
Okay.
So this one's, I'm not going to lie, this one's a little tough to argue, other than the fact that I like the idea of anonymity. So I'm automatically leaning, that's not a word, I'm automatically leaning towards John Doe.
So but we all are John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt, right? It's childhood, it's joy, it's happiness.
So wait, are you saying
these things versus an unknown, unidentified death?
Yeah.
There is a catchy song that goes along
with
Jingleheimer.
We are Groot.
Yes.
Kind of. Is he the original Groot?
John Dobson.
There is a catchy song, and I don't know if you ever did this as kids, but like you sing it quieter and quieter until you're not singing it at all.
Yes.
But then when it gets to the John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt, like you all better be there at the same time. Like it was a fun little game where you were singing quietly and then you just got to scream it out. So like I agree with you. That's actually bringing up some good childhood memories for me.
Is this what you white people do for fun?
Listen,
no, this is what us white homeschooled people do for fun.
Okay.
To further the stereotype, in fifth grade, yes, there were people that called me John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt.
So hold on a minute,
because his name
I'm
is your
back
name
to,
too.
You used to play this game with other people when you were a kid in your homeschool.
It was his mom
at home. It was your mom. It was your mom.
It wasn't not his mom, okay?
Fair.
Did you Jingleheimer is all of us, so.
But, so.
Listeners will understand why that's funny.
We are all Jingleheimer Schmidt, but we all could be John Doe.
Ooh.
If you ditch your ID, we could all be John Doe.
Yeah, I already said my whole argument for this one.
Yeah. No, I get it.
Let's just put you to the vote. Edson, what do you think?
John Doe.
Okay.
Doe?
John.
Jingleheimer.
Swearingen again for the... Ooh. Woo, the tiebreaker. Okay, we're going to reverse it next
Check
time.
Check one
gonna,
for the
We're going to start with Matt next time. Yeah. Jingleheimer clutches it 3-2. Very close.
The youths.
Very close.
Sorry, did you say youths?
Do it for the youths.
Do it for the youths. Next up, we have someone that's pretty special to all of us here. Our first contestant in the next round here is... none other than Jon Favreau.
Ooh.
You'll know him as Happy Hogan from the Marvel Cinematic Universe, also the director of Iron Man 1.
Right.
He was Monica's boyfriend on Friends. I don't need to go on. We all know who he is.
Yeah, he was in Swingers. And he was in a number of things.
And our other contestant is John Cena!
Oh.
Okay. Jon Favreau and John Cena. Who has a hot take? I want someone with the hottest take to go first.
I was going to say if this were a fight, that obviously Cena would win. But
this is whatever you want it to be.
As Monica's boyfriend, he was an MMA fighter.
the ultimate fighting champion.
Although I don't think that he was particularly good. I'm pretty sure
he lost badly.
All right, I'm pretty sure he got wrecked every time out.
He takes that guy out in Iron Man 2 as well, though. I mean,
he does.
I mean, Happy Hogan.
Happy Hogan.
He also
he's head of security
he
for
also
Iron Man.
Directed Elf,
which is really
good
a meaningless
good,
job.
Good shout
if you think
out.
About
I forgot
it.
He directed
a little bit.
Like, listen, I just want to know: do you guys support Marines? Do you support our military? Then I think you should support John Cena.
Yes, but I don't support jorts. And that was his orange. Signature outfit. It was literally just jorts. Yeah.
And for you, he wears a lot of green and orange.
If
it's
I had
terrible.
That,
so
it's
the worst.
Colors tell me that
jorts.
John,
if I had
John
that kind
Cena's
of body, all I would wear
thing?
Is jorts as well.
Listen, I've said this before, and I'll say it again. I'm saying it on a recording. If I looked like Thor, I wouldn't own shorts or shirts.
This is true. I agree.
So pants and flannels all the time?
Yes.
No. Sounds about right. Well, let me hear something for Jon Favreau.
I think we've said everything that needs to be said for Jon Favreau. Happy Hogan. He's fantastic. I don't feel a need to argue for him
okay,
anymore.
He directed Iron Man 1. He launched the MCU.
Like. And his world is more realistic than John Cena's world.
How is this? I cannot believe you guys are all going against John Cena. I'm
let,
so disappointed.
Why would let it not? Be known. Let it be known that John Cena is also an actor. And
is
not,
he though?
Not terrible.
Favreau's been in a lot better things, in
this
much better roles too.
And he's done a better
true.
Job.
Better.
Those yes. roles.
What's Cena's top? Like, what's his top credit?
That he's
that's
John
you
Cena.
Was the movie
acting
where he was like
credit.
A...
It will be Fast 9.
This
when
is
that
not...
comes out in 2027.
This is not
plot twist. It'll just be a CGI John Cena.
This is not a contest on the best actor of this group. This is just the best
No,
Johns.
But we're factoring that in.
Best John.
And so John Cena is known across the globe.
Okay.
When you first said Jon Favreau, I'm like, I have no idea who this person is. And then I remembered, like, it took a second to jog my memory. That alone should tell you that John Cena is definitely a much better John than Jon Favreau.
He does have a better worldwide brand.
He also directed Lion King, the new one.
Oh, then that's a negative. That's
that,
a minus.
Is that a point against? Yeah.
That's a point against.
He also has that trumpet.
See, I thought it was a really good movie. It's not the original.
You can stop talking now.
But I thought it was really well done.
Here's what I'm going to say about it as somebody who loves the Lion King in a way that most people don't understand.
And worry about.
Yeah. I knew that the live-action Lion King was going to do one thing, and it lived up to everything I hoped it would be, and it was make me want to go home and watch the animated Lion King, and it did. It made me want to go home and watch it, and it was magical. It's beautiful. I'm ready to vote whenever on these two amazing Johns.
We're going to start on the other end, so yeah, let's start with you. What's your vote?
Favreau.
One for Favreau. John Dobson.
Favreau.
Favreau. John Avery.
It's Favreau.
Josh Earth.
Favreau.
Very nice. Edson? Stick
John
with your guns.
Cena.
I respect it. I respect the crap out of that. You guys stick with
so
it.
So disappointed.
Our first 4-1. So we've had a couple 3-2s. We have 1-5-0. First 4-1. John Favreau taking it over John Cena. All right. So you guys ready for our next round?
Let's do it.
Yes.
Okay.
Now I am.
On one side, we have John F. Kennedy,
yes.
presidential. And then we have John Wick.
Oh.
Who wants to start? These guys are laughing. They
the
already
guy,
know.
The guy who,
they already know.
The guy who can shoot anyone and the guy who was shot. I don't know.
I'm really glad somebody said it.
It was
I'm glad
so
you guys
there
picked up
as
on
soon
the irony.
As you said it, yeah.
Oh, man.
The irony is amazing.
John F. Kennedy is a 13 seed, for the record.
And tell me John Wick is a one seed.
He's a three.
Huh?
He's a three.
Yeah. That it's John Wick is for me. There's no way you, if you have not seen John Wick 1 and then immediately wished that there was a John Wick 2, and then as soon as you watch John Wick 2, immediately wished that there was a John Wick 3, and in the meantime you had John Wick's dog, and you got to watch John Wick 3 after that, and you started watching them all over again, I don't know what's wrong with you.
I have not seen any of the John Wick movies. My father still isn't speaking to me because of that, I believe.
As I imagine most of the people in this room
probably will really like be. Your father right now.
But I don't think I'm alone in this, actually.
I'm with you.
See, here we go.
I haven't seen him either.
Oh, this is
taking an interesting turn.
So, Matt, what's your opinion?
but here's what I will say.
I think you all need to go watch John Wick. That's all I need to say.
I'm with you there. I will say, though, I know the premise of it, and being the fact that I love my dogs to the extent that Matt loves Lion King, unhealthy and
yes,
a little disturbing probably at some times. I'm going to say John Wick because he did it for his dog, and I get that.
Absolutely. Mass murder? Super cool.
Was it for John?
I mean, well,
John
hold on.
What do you think, man?
Yeah. Let's not go John Wick's mass murder and Kennedy's great, because Kennedy did a lot of bad things.
Right.
Hey, I'm not here to vote. I'm just here to
I mean,
you guys
it's also
on.
Not a morality.
Only thing, one of them was killed by the mob, so.
I'm just trying to get you guys to discuss.
True.
I feel like John Wick would have killed the mob. That's the other side of that.
I haven't seen the movies, but I assume
again, yeah. It's an easy premise to figure out. Nobody's going to kill him because he'll kill you first. I don't know. It's an interesting, not two people I would put in an arena together.
Ask not what your country can do for you, but rather what you can do for your country.
I think you forgot the words there, didn't you?
Dramatic pause.
Yeah. Or just the presidential pause, you know?
I mean, John Wick, I agree, like, great movies. I watched the first one, couldn't wait to watch the second one, and then had to wait a little bit for the third one to come out. But it's Keanu Reeves in a movie where he only says, like, 10 words.
Was one of them, whoa?
I don't actually think it was.
I hope so.
But he just, like, he shoots a lot of people because somebody killed his dog.
Sometimes
like,
he
that is true
too.
Love right there.
Yeah, and justifiable.
And justifiable.
Dogs. No jury in the world would convict them.
Nope.
It's true. You get a presidential pardon from John F. Kennedy, I think. Matt, what do you think?
I don't know. This is one that I don't feel like I have anything to add on. I wrote a paper on the assassination of JFK when I was in high school.
Okay.
Very much side that the mob did it.
What did you get in the paper?
I have no idea.
I mean, for me, that would help influence my decision. So. If I did poorly,
I actually think I got an A.
Oh, well, then, you know.
But that doesn't say a lot. I went to a Lee County school.
I may be wrong on this. Did Kennedy start the space program? Because I feel like he did.
He did.
Because that's big points for me. Like, getting us to space.
Because literally my dream is to be Matt Swearingen's space pastor. So, like, this changes how I feel about things. I'm not going to lie. Yeah, JFK all the way.
Our home state, Florida, John F. Kennedy Space Center. Right. Yes. That one came off the top of the noggin. I didn't even have to Google it.
Well done.
You're welcome. Let's just put it to the vote. I apologize. I assumed everyone here had seen John Wick movies.
I'm very sorry.
But it's okay. We're just going to put it to the vote and move on.
I mean, do we want to pause this and watch 6 hours of movies and then come
back? I'll be okay with that.
That'd be just fine. Yeah.
I don't have to work tomorrow. So.
I would need some food.
Okay.
We can make that happen.
We can get the reigning champion Baconator.
That's right.
But can we? Are they open?
Yes.
I don't know.
Okay.
Drive through.
I would say at least drive through.
Probably.
Hopefully. Let's vote. Matt, what do you think?
Matt Swearingen, Space Pastor, thinks that JFK wins this one.
Okay. John Dobson.
John Wick.
John Avery.
Kennedy.
Josh Hirth.
I'm going with Wick. Woo.
And we know what Edson thinks.
So the
or
thing
do,
is,
or do
JFK is known as JFK, and apparently half the people here don't know who John Wick is, but that's because they're dumb, and John Wick is totally the winner of this bracket.
And so it is. 3-2, John Wick takes it over John F. Kennedy.
That's another one, gentlemen, that I'd have been fine with either way, to be honest.
Oh, same.
Yeah.
There are a lot of good Johns out there.
You're
you know?
Pretty excited
Actually,
about Space Pastor.
Still yeah. am.
There are a bunch of other good Johns we don't even have on this list, so... Oh. All right, guys, we got three more matchups here in the first round. So this one is kind of an interesting one. There wasn't a natural pairing for these two, so they ended up together. On one side, we have 90s cartoon hero Johnny Bravo.
Yes.
Hey, pretty mama. Wanna go over and stare at each other?
Here's the monkey with me.
And then we also have the John, as in the toilet.
Oh, super easy for me. Someone else want to go first?
I both like are Saturday morning staples, though.
Yes. Sometimes together.
Nowadays, you can do that, yes. Well, depending on where your TV was in relation to the door of your bathroom.
Just for argument's sake, I am going to be honest. One of them has been way more important in my life.
Fair.
Johnny Bravo.
So, one has been way more important for the convenience of your life. You don't need one of those to do that, though.
That's true.
The John has been the one of the most important things that's been in my life.
As a father, the John is where I spend most of my time to be alone. So, yes, I think the John is definitely more important than Johnny Bravo. But I don't know that I could be the man that I am today without Johnny Bravo.
Johnny Bravo.
Hashtag poop time is private time.
I was homeschooled and not allowed to watch Johnny Bravo.
Okay. You all need to go home and watch John Wick and Johnny Bravo in that order.
I've seen some episodes.
And?
I think, personally, it belongs in the John.
Cool.
Ooh.
Cool. So, again,
harsh words
four
coming out from John Dobson.
Arguing about things. And we just vote him out. That's what we do right now, guys.
And one jerk, you decide who's who.
Yeah, right. But... All right. If you vote me out, it completely destroys the whole thing of this podcast of having an odd number. And I'm not replaceable.
Wow.
Only the facts.
He's pulling
I just like that. This is the first time we've had like a full-on passionate disagreement.
And it's about a toilet.
I didn't think it would come in this.
A toilet and a like objectively so bad it's good cartoon.
Johnny Bravo,
yeah.
Just a couple of the facts. He has a sick blonde hair pompadour, some sick sunglasses. On toilets, you can get some sweet stuff. You can get some bidets.
You can get sick.
Bidets? Bidet? Bidet?
Bidet.
Bidet.
I was like, what's a bidet? I'm like, what are you doing in the toilet?
I'm thinking like,
you
bidet, like you bite a two-pronged trident. I was like, you don't want that in the toilet.
Not unless it shoots two streams. We're getting off track.
Way off.
Both.
But why?
Both have... incredible things. You know, if you stay in Trump Tower, you can see it set on a gold John.
The color doesn't... Whatever. Heated what seat actually is a thing, gold, though.
Heated the John is where the king died. Seat.
That's
true.
Yikes.
Valid point.
The Elvis card.
Can we do top 16 Elvises?
Yes.
Cool. I mean, it's Elvis Presley.
Is Elvis...
Former
the
figure
proper?
Skater Elvis Stoico. And...
There's a singer, Elvis.
Elvis Gerback, former Michigan quarterback.
That's a good one.
Yeah. I think the singer's Elvis Presley.
No.
Yeah.
There's a current musician.
He's right. I've heard of him. Yeah, Matt's right.
Okay. I'm wrong.
Elvis Costello.
Maybe. That
yeah,
might be.
Yes. Good call. So we got four.
Okay, but getting back onto the topic.
Yes.
Getting back on the John.
Let's go and just put it to the vote. We're going to switch back over. Edson.
Are we going to vote one or two, depending on which one we want?
Oh, well done.
I see what you did there.
I think you have to vote two.
I'm going
to
go with the John.
Josh Hurth.
Cool. No, that's a great pick. It's wrong, but great pick. It's Johnny Bravo.
Respect. John Avery.
Going with the commode. That's the John.
Yes. I was about to explain for listeners, but we got there. Okay.
The John.
John and Swearingen.
Poop time is private time, man. The John.
The John clutches it. Not clutches it. Sorry. It wins.
Clinches.
Very. Clinches it. It clutches it. Dang it. Missed opportunity. Thank you, John.
Really lets you not
Four to
anymore.
One. 4-1. The John takes it over Johnny Bravo. Next, we have a couple musicians. John Mayer. And Johnny Cash.
Not the Johns I would have gone with initially, but we're not done with the list yet, so that's okay.
We're not done with the list yet.
John Mayer has had music that's come out in the last 20 years, right? Yeah, by default.
That is
I didn't listen
factually
to it.
Correct.
So, because I'm 1,000, I don't listen to anything really new.
That was a roller coaster.
So
I didn't know where you were going with that.
Johnny Cash, for me, is the man in black. I mean, how many movies have made about John Mayer?
I'm pretty sure it's zero.
Oh, okay.
Thanks, cool.
How many movies fact had check been made about Johnny Cash when he was 40? Pretty sure it was zero.
My guess is zero. But I mean, I'm not fact-checking that, but you're probably right.
John Mayer's last music video was spent entirely with him hanging out with his dog.
It sounds rough.
So he booked a week to spend Josh hanging Hurt, with and his gentlemen. Dog and recording music.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I'm going to have to say that I have never... I have to put this delicately. Gotten to listen to John Cash and had my wife look at me and go, "Hey, how you doing?" John Mayer, on the other hand, I have significantly better results.
Love is a verb, you know?
Is that just because John Mayer himself is not there in the room? Or?
Oh. Yes.
Are we? I appreciate your honesty. John Dobson, what do you think, man?
I've never heard a Johnny Cash song that I liked or thought was good.
Hot takes coming out from John Dobson. You know what? I respect it, man. Bring the spice. Bring the heat. That's what we want. That's what I want.
Yeah, I don't like his voice. I don't really like country music at all.
Country isn't music. Country
I don't
music.
Care that he's not country. He's not sounds country. Like country.
He's not.
And let's clarify this, okay? Reese Witherspoon carried that movie, all right?
This isn't a Joaquin Phoenix, though. That's his
Walk
fault.
Walk the line. Solid movie.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
John Avery, what do you think?
That statement a little bit. Boy Named Sue is funny.
Boy Named Sue is funny. What I didn't understand
that might be
is,
even spicier.
Is why Johnny Cash later on in the movie started putting the white makeup on and terrorizing people.
I think you're blending.
Oh.
Or maybe he was blending. I don't know.
Blended, that's
blending
a different
is what
movie.
You do
that's
with
Adam
makeup.
Sandler.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, right. Sorry.
Get it right, guys. Come on.
Sorry.
We look like a bunch of amateurs here.
Sorry.
John Avery, what do you think?
Know a lot more cash than I do mayor. Wish I had a lot more cash.
I wish I was the mayor.
That's one big mayor.
Get what it said.
But for me, Cash is classic. I'm not a huge fan of country either, but it's not straight up country. Folsom Prison Blues is amazing.
Fact.
You're
amazing.
Oh, thank you.
Also fact.
Exactly. That's why we couldn't put these two Johns in the bracket.
But for me, I would, if anytime you would say pick one of the two, I'm always picking Cash.
Let's put it to the vote then. Make it official. We'll start with Matt.
We used a John Mayer song for our first dance at our wedding. Oh. It is literally the greatest concert I've ever been to go to a John Mayer concert. His voice is incredible, but didn't even know that the best thing about him was his guitar skills. It's John Mayer all day long, every day of the week. And I'm going to remain married because I said that.
Shoutouts to Abby. John Dobson.
Yeah, I think John Mayer is a fantastic musician, a fantastic guitarist. He writes great stuff. He realized that he was a complete jerk and admitted it. You know, like, yeah, I'm John
Mayer.
Maybe
we should
all
invite him on the podcast.
I would love that.
Yeah. You could have three Jones.
Cool. Friend of the podcast, John Mayer. I like it.
Also, friend Johnny Depp.
I don't
you know,
see
close
Cash
personal friend of
soon.
Edson.
Wow. Wow.
John Avery.
Wow.
I will say for John Mayer, his Hot Ones episode was great. He did seem like really cool, like just hanging out.
Shouts to Hot Ones. That's a great show.
So good. Sean Evans, you want to come on?
Oh, I missed
we'll find another microphone.
Thank you.
But he's still not the man in black. I'm going with Cash.
Josh Earth.
All right, so the Crossroads Guitar Festival that Eric Clapton had put on, I've watched a couple of those. The one when John Mayer was there was amazing. He was incredibly impressive. I had no idea he could play guitar like that. But it's straight Cash, homie.
Plot twist at the end. It's tune two. It's a tiebreaker.
No, this is John Mayer, easily.
Woo. There you have it. John Mayer clutches it out 3-2.
I has a sad.
Man. Well, as was expressed earlier, wow. There are other musicians named John. So this is our final round for the first wave. So we're almost to the Elite Eight here.
Yeah.
We have John Lennon. of the Beatles.
Oh, okay, that one.
In case you're confused.
Right.
And not a musician, but from across the pond, John Watson.
Oh.
Classic companion, of course, to Sherlock Holmes. Who wants to start us off?
I would be more than happy to start us off.
Yes, sir. Please.
Because Edson's looking at me as if, you know, he was going to say something.
I have no idea.
With which part?
Who is John Watson?
John Watson.
Sherlock and
Sherlock
Holmes.
Sherlock Holmes.
Watson. Elementary, my dear Watson. Watson. He's the Watson.
He's, yeah.
Seriously, me too.
Doctor,
I had no
Doctor
idea
name was
that
Watson
Watson's
the
first name was
Dr.
John.
John Hamish Watson.
I yes. swear yeah, the, on everything holy and pure, I just thought his name was Watson. He didn't have a first name.
Cool.
We got to figure out some type of reward system because Josh knew Hamish was his Thank middle you. Name. Thank so you. I respect that.
For me, it is John Lennon all day long. Now, admittedly, I am an enormous Beatles fan. So,
and a communist.
Well, I'm not a communist. He may have been a communist, but...
You can vote on whatever merit you want.
Godless
know?
Songs ever, but it's such a good song. so, yeah, listen, I will... The genius that Lennon put out with McCartney in a 9-year period was unparalleled and will never be matched again. So, yeah,
fair
I,
enough.
I don't see this as being an argument at all. And I love John Wolfen.
Dang.
But he's a sidekick.
He's a sidekick. Exactly. It's Lennon and McCartney, not McCartney and Lennon.
Mm.
Who wants to go? It? Man, I need someone
That's
to...
That's a good point.
Ben, yeah.
I think Watson is underrated. I think he brings a lot. Obviously, Holmes is a genius. But I think Watson kind of rounds out the team. Not just being the other person, but like... is very complimentary. I love Martin Freeman's portrayal of him in Sherlock.
Excellent portrayal. Yep. Excellent Martin.
Very excellent.
Top five Martins.
Looks like a hedgehog.
Top five Martins. Looks like a hedgehog.
Trust me, he does.
I'll let you guys figure out if that's a pro or a con.
Well, but that's not actual John Watson, so.
That's true.
Hedgehog aside.
Who was John Watson in the movies? With
Jude Law.
Jude Law.
Yes.
Okay. So
another great actor.
How does that
yes.
factor
One of the top
this?
10 Judes there are.
That's true.
I would say
All right, let's keep it going.
Hey,
let's keep it going.
Oh, oh. Got us back.
Right. Another Beatles song.
So I think Josh brought up a good point. And obviously the Beatles are a group, clearly led by Lennon and McCartney. But what they did in so short, like... They were only around for a decade, and that was it. And they're still one of the top artists of all time. You have somehow Rolling Stones all still alive today and touring. I would still say the Beatles are bigger, and they've been going for 50 years less. It's a slight exaggeration. So I do think,
what
I think
your,
Lennon's
your heart
pulling
desire?
More.
Where's your heart desire? If you hear those
no,
two things,
years less.
It's
what, is,
Lennon.
What is John Avery want?
It's Lennon.
Okay. I respect it. What does John Dobson want? I want the spice.
You're not going to get any spice here.
Fair enough. I was hopeful.
Because I think you've got classic music and classic literature, and this is one of those where it could go either way, and I'd be happy, because I love the Beatles. I think they've got great music, and you're right. What they did in such a short amount of time, and to have only been... together for whatever 9-10 years, but 50 years later their music is everywhere. It's in movies, it's in commercials, it's on TV, it's on the radio, and same with Holmes and Watson, like, you know, you've
still
got,
being used and remade
right
even
exactly.
today.
I mean,
in movies,
you've got
in
Sherlock
music,
you've got
in commercials,
Elementary, which mm-hmm. I think is really underrated. I think
Never seen it.
Idea,
Should I watch it?
I think it's good. I think it's an interesting take on that.
Until
yeah.
you watch Sherlock.
Well, okay, nothing really beats
right.
Sherlock.
That's
right.
a good point.
Because that is a great show. They're like mini movies.
Okay, but is her name John in the show?
It's Joan.
Okay, so she's out.
It's Joan Watson.
So you can't even include it because, yeah, not...
But this isn't the top 16 doctors.
I'm just saying Johns. That just in
best
general...
Johns.
It is just a classic piece of work, And Watson is a big part of that. You wouldn't have Sherlock Holmes without Watson, I don't think.
I think that's a factual statement, yes.
But I don't actually know which way I'm leaning on this one. I'm not ready to decide.
Also wouldn't have the
yet.
Beatles without John Lennon.
True.
Both are staples of their of their art.
So,
and I blame Yoko for all the bad stuff. So
fair. I think we all do. Matt, what's your take?
Yeah, I mean it's two great like contributions to art. But I have to go with Lennon on this one just because of his significance to the work that he was a part of. I feel like as far as sidekicks go, Watson is good, but I don't even know that I would definitively be like, oh man, like one of the greatest sidekicks of all time. Like, I mean, if we're going to talk about detectives, I take Alfred any day of the week.
As in
you know,
Batman?
as Batman's, you know, the world's greatest detective. And so for that reason, I'm going Lennon.
Fun fact, the Sherlock Holmes stories are told from John Watson's perspective.
Yeah, they are.
So, yes. So he is effectively the narrator as well.
Mm-hmm.
Fun fact. Let's put it to the vote. We're going to start in the middle this time. John Avery, what's your vote?
I think I'm sticking with Lennon.
Okay. Let me go to the right, John Dobson.
I'm going to go with John Watson on this one.
Wrong.
Whoa. Let me hop back over then. Josh Earth, what's your vote?
It's Lennon.
Okay, now that that's out of the way, Matt, what's your vote?
It seems fun. Let's go Watson.
Oh, wow. Unexpected. Unexpected. Edson.
I might need new friends after this.
Edson, tiebreakers.
I'm going to go with Watson.
Oh my goodness.
That was actually very, very unexpected.
I don't even know what's happening right now.
Josh Hurth on suicide watch right
now. Oh.
I really
love the argument Matt gave for Lennon and then voted for Watson because, what? I quote, seems fun.
What is wrong with you
Chaos
people?
Chaos theory.
It's John Lennon. There's another word in there. I'm not saying it's John Lennon.
Thank you all for listening to our podcast, Spite of the Roundtable.
I had it made up in my head that he was going to win every round from here on out because he's John Lennon.
John Lennon.
He got knocked out in the first round, man. So
what is this? Is I don't know. This is
sometimes one loses the 16th.
Oh,
sometimes
which
it
is
happens.
Not what this matchup
sometimes
is.
But.
All right, what's the next stupid thing we're talking about now?
Don't be bitter.
So, we've narrowed it down to the Elite Eight.
I wouldn't say elite, but
do you guys want
the eight left over, I guess I'd call it.
Seven elite plus one.
Woo! We having fun yet? Okay.
It was.
Our next matchup is John Wayne versus John Krasinski.
So this is not John Lennon versus not John Lennon.
That's correct.
Okay, good.
You're going to be bitter with that for a while, aren't you?
The rest of my life. John Wayne versus John Wick?
If
John Krasinski.
John Wayne and John Krasinski.
I'm sorry. I knew it was a John.
That's good of you to know. Oh, man. I think this is, like, John Krasinski's done so much good stuff, and I'm a huge fan of his, but it's John Wayne. It is the legend. It's the Duke. He is classic American manliness embodied. Like...
John Krasinski
yeah.
would totally mop the floor with John Wayne.
Wrong.
Wrong.
Spicy take. Spicy
if
take.
If I'm not mistaken, I believe John Wayne played football. He played college football, didn't he? Where did he play at? We're going to figure this out.
No. Put that away.
No. What do you mean put that away? No.
I will look it up for you.
Yeah, moderator. All right. yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you 100%. It's John Wayne all day long.
Yeah, I'm going John Wayne for sure.
And it's tough. I mean, I love John Krasinski, right? Like, so we've already established this.
When I went to LA, we went and walked along like the Hollywood Walk of Fame, right? And you walk around that neighborhood and there's different, all those different stars. And John Wayne has like four different stars. Like he was such a big deal
they
in
make,
TV.
They couldn't figure it out.
In movies, in like, it was like every like type of star he could have, he had. And so, I don't know, it's just one of those, like, because I was like, oh, I found his star. And then I found it again and again and again.
And you weren't walking in circles.
No.
Okay.
Thank you for clarifying.
But here's my issue with that, okay? Now I'm going to use your own argument against you from earlier. Will John Krasinski, at the end of his career, have multiple stars? Director, producer, writer.
Yeah, I don't think people are going to talk about John Krasinski 50 years later the way they talk about John Wayne.
To be fair, they do fill very different roles.
Yes, but so you're talking about Wayne being like the epitome of manliness. And I don't argue that, but I think we get stuck with Krasinski as Jim. And he's been in some... Right, I know you're a big fan of Jack Ryan. So I get that. He was in... was it 13?
Zero Dark 30, right?
Was it that one? I can't remember exactly which one it was, but...
I'm going to be Googling more stuff here.
He was super manly in whatever war movie he was in. Quiet Place, he's the father, protector. Mm-hmm. Like, he can handle being a man's man. It's a similar argument to Round One, where it's huge career versus what has he done now, recent, because Krasinski hasn't had the chance to have that huge career. But I think Wayne... not even arguably, is way bigger than Depp. So I think that pulls a lot more weight. I think he can outweigh him with this.
Yeah, I agree he's bigger than Depp. I also think he's bigger than Krasinski, too. So,
which is the matchup.
I know.
Yeah, no, listen, I'm with you. I'm with you. All right.
Yes, he played Jack Silva in 13 Hours.
Yeah.
Also, I feel I need to because I worked hard to find this information.
Please.
John Wayne was an offensive tackle for USC. There you have it. All right, carry on.
John Krasinski was not going to be an offensive tackle.
No.
In John Wayne's day, maybe.
So, yeah.
Yes.
I would almost guarantee that he's bigger than John Wayne.
Ooh.
Looking it up.
The picture I just pulled up might support that theory. Yeah.
Offensive tackles back then were like a buck 50.
John Wayne's what, 6'4", 6'5"?
He's not. Well, he was at the
right
peak.
I think we think of him. I don't know.
I think he's six under six right under. Now.
You do it.
Love Yikes. It.
John Wayne listed as 6'4", 170.
Yes.
170.
Ding. I told you, man.
Dude.
All right, go ahead.
So, John Wayne, American icon, manly man. I don't think that, like, much past... well, I'll say my generation because there are some old guys in here.
Hurtful.
You're welcome.
Fact check, true.
I don't think, I'll just say kids these days may even know who he is.
Get off my lawn.
Really, though, like, I just don't. So I don't know. I don't know like how much longer his name is going to be like a household name. Like John Wayne was a household name for me growing up, but I don't know that it is for kids today. John Krasinski or Jim from The Office.
Yeah,
is.
But here's the difference though. We're not asking those dopes, right? We don't care what they.
We're
think.
Asking these dopes,
right? Yes, so yes, for me, it's dopes. John Wayne.
Right. Okay.
Again, cool. Feel free to argue. Any
all right.
Point
here's my
want.
Here's my thing.
Let's hear it.
Here's my thing. Yes, John Wayne is an icon and. That is why you would vote for him. But John Krasinski, I think, is who he is in this day and age when it is difficult to be the man, father figure, husband, protector, like the guy who's able to do those things when in John Wayne's age, that's what was expected of you. And so he cuts against the current in which that you just get blasted for being that kind of person. And I think it should be John Krasinski.
Good arguments all around. Wow. All right, let's put it to the vote. We're going to start in the middle again. John Avery. What's your vote, my man?
Oh, I don't like being first.
Suck.
That is tough. I do give a lot of credit to Edson's point that, like, he's a man's man in a world that's not always that way, and he just seems like really good dude. Like, not big head. At least publicly, he doesn't put out.
Is anyone here personal friends with John Krasinski? Much like how Edson is personal friends with Johnny Depp.
I only wish.
He's not on my level.
Okay, fair enough.
Wow.
Wanted to get that anecdotal experience, but okay. Right. So what's going to be?
I was leaning Wayne, but I think it's going to be Krasinski. Mm.
John Dobson.
Valid points. But I think it's still going to be Wayne for me.
Josh Hurd.
It's John Wayne all the way. Not that anybody cares what I think.
For me, it's a Presidential Medal of Freedom winner, John Wayne.
Boom.
So. Oh.
And boom, Edson Krasinski.
And the Edson vote that doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah. close call. I think Edson's final argument there swayed.
I got one person on my side. I was happy.
So, excellent arguments all around. Okay, guys. Next, John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt versus John Favreau. Who wants to start us off?
So you have the man who gave me the MCU, in all honesty. Like, he launched it. Without his beautiful work in Iron Man, there is no Marvel Cinematic Universe. Versus a childhood song that I enjoyed somewhat. Come on. John Favreau.
Yeah, this is a much quicker round than it's going to need to be. I say MCU Universe is the greatest thing ever.
Does anybody disagree with this?
Yep, I was actually going to pose the same question. Oh.
No.
No disagreement.
Right. All in favor.
Even as someone who is
5-0.
5-0. Only our second 5-0.
Not bad.
Yeah, surprisingly, not as many of those as I thought we had. Okay. Moving right along. John Wick versus the John.
I forgot it was in the tournament.
You guys picked it.
The tournament.
Josh, how mad are you that the John is in the tournament and John Lennon is not?
Well, I'm not happy. I'm not happy at all.
You know, the only way to make that right for you is for the John to go all the way.
I feel like this is a real crappy situation.
Once again.
Because it's a toilet. You get it?
The John.
Right, I get it. Now wipe that smirk off your face.
I've not seen John Wick, so the John has been more influential in my life. So I'm going with the John.
The dude did it all for his dog. You would do it for Max.
That's true. I'd kill a lot of people for Max.
See? So. That's what I'm saying. How many people would you kill for your toilet?
Hypothetically speaking, of course, right?
For all toilets?
Is it the only toilet I can use?
How many people have you killed from your toilet?
Ooh.
Quite a few, actually.
I think it was John or Josh that made the point earlier. You don't technically need a toilet.
Yeah, John
I did say that.
Yeah,
that's
right.
John Wick for me.
Okay, the next time you really got to go, you go dig a hole, man. All right.
Like, oh no, I'm just leaving that out in the open for someone else to clean right? up.
Fine. Dogs do it all the time.
Fine, but the next time someone kills your dog, you throw him into a toilet.
Do it for your dog.
How's that sound?
The ultimate
hey, look,
for your dog.
I know John Wick has killed people, but the John killed the king, so.
No, drugs killed the king. He just happened to be
the
on John
the John. John was involved, okay?
Can you prove it?
Sure.
And those bullets killed the people John Wick killed.
Good point.
Ooh. Guns don't kill people. People kill people.
All right. I'm saying, where were we at? Wick. I'm saying Wick. I'm voting Wick.
Edson, what do you think?
Oh, John Wick.
Spoken like a man who's seen the movies. John Avery.
A few times.
Yeah, I'm going toilet.
Ooh.
Okay, let's make it official. Let's start it, Edson.
John Wick is going to officially win this.
Okay. Joshua?
John Wick is going to win this, but again, what do I know?
That is yet to be determined. John Avery.
We're going
to
go with the John. No, he lost a long time ago.
Cena's out. John Dobson.
John Wick.
That's where it's
the
Whose
John.
Doesn't matter.
Boom.
Close call, but John Wick takes it 3-2 over the John. Flushed him out.
Okay. I saw what you did there.
Here we go. At least you didn't smell. Okay. Next, we have John Mayer. Versus John Watson.
Ooh.
I feel like I know how this one's going to go, but I'd like to hear some discussion.
Interesting. So
I thought I knew how the last one was going to go. Right, so.
This is problematic for me, okay? Because on one hand, I love me some John Watson. I do. However,
for some reason,
these morons voted him instead of John Lennon. So... If I'm voting my conviction, I want to vote against
spite
me just out
huge.
Of spite. Exactly. It's, I'm big on spite. And grudges. Spite and grudges. You can't have one without the other, I don't think. So, this one's tough for me. The other side of that is I couldn't care less about John Mayer, really.
Why don't you stew on that for a bit?
I will.
And let us know. Let us know. Yeah. Who else has some thoughts on this here?
John Mayer's my dude. So, like... We would be friends and totally hang out and, like, all that stuff. So, John, if you're listening to this, you're my hero. But also, John Watson's a big deal But yeah, John Mayer's my dude.
Isn't John Mayer like a legendary womanizer?
You know, he's cleaned
like
up
I
his
said,
act.
We'd hang out.
He's cleaned up his act.
Meanwhile, John Watson cannot hold a steady girlfriend.
Well, I mean, he was married.
To be fair, that's probably Sherlock's fault, but, you know, it's worth
married
mentioning.
Mary.
It's worth it's mentioning.
100% Sherlock's fault.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, it is. John Dobson, what do you think?
Again, I think I'm in the same spot as I was with John Lennon and John Watson.
Oh, you're going to betray me and stab me in the back?
Oh, no.
He'll totally do it to your face. Yeah,
because you want to vote mayor because you're a bitter old man.
Facts.
But you want to vote Watson because you couldn't care less about mayor.
Right, he's the better John. Right.
So I'm not sure how I would be stabbing you in the back.
Exactly. Either way.
Either way? Oh, perfect. Well, I'm going to stab you in the back, and I'm still going to stick with Watson. I like stabbing Josh in the back. It's fun.
And in the face.
Wow.
So I will say, though, that because all my argument really was that John Mayer is my dude, so I guess I should, like, give some thoughts of why I would pick him over Watson here. And I am sticking with my, like, so John Mayer is inarguably, like, the thing that makes him a great John. He, like, it is his own thing. Like, it's all on his own. Like, it is a solo, like, it is his skill. He has it. If you take somebody away from him, he is still John Mayer. If you take Sherlock away from Watson, Watson's still cool, but, like, there's not a book series about John Watson. He's just a random dude who, yeah, like, is a good dude and is a doctor and, like, all
he's
that stuff.
He's a war
and, like,
hero.
We like him.
Saved many lives in the war.
Yeah.
A whole lot of stories.
Yeah. So many people have done that.
I would say it was a world war, like most people did. So
there have been a lot of doctors, but not a lot of musicians?
I have no words.
Valid.
A fight to the round table first.
A lot of people play the guitar. Yeah. Really well.
Really well. Right.
Name 150 of them.
I'll name you a better John
not like
guitarist.
That.
John Lennon.
John
That's
Petrucci.
One. How about one? John Lennon.
John Petrucci is a better guitarist than John Mayer.
That is
John
a fact,
Petrucci.
But he's a different kind of guitarist.
John
100%.
But you're not wrong. He is one of the greatest.
Yeah.
In fact, I think he was voted the greatest guitar player at one point.
At least one.
I've always wondered
about
those.
He's not in this conversation, correct? We're talking about John Mayer and John
No, but if
Watson,
you're going to say, well, other people have done what Watson's done.
No,
hey, what about
that's
John
not,
Bon
that wasn't my argument. I was just bringing that up as a...
Yeah.
As
he just lived on a prayer the whole time.
I was just bringing that up as a point. I think that John Mayer brings more edification to my life than John Watson does.
Boom.
And I think that is the reason why I would say John Mayer is the better John.
You can drop the big words, man.
We have to start charging you for these $5 college words here. Okay, let's put it to the vote.
Okay.
Let me start with Mr. Swearingen.
Yeah, it's Mayer.
Mayer. John Dobson.
Watson.
Avery.
Oh, no. I think it's Watson. I like, A, that he's John, and B, that, like, he's the underdog, man.
We're going to take a hop and go right to Edson.
Mayer.
Oh, so
tiebreaker.
It comes down to me.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Josh,
do you vote with your heart or do you vote for
your
stick it to him. Stick it to Watson.
Oh.
Stick it to John.
Follow your heart.
So here it is.
I was with you on Lynn.
It's John Watson.
Oh, I knew it was coming.
I see that.
I
knew it
was
coming.
I was hoping for.
Unexpected.
Listen, I don't want him to win, but I do. John, without John Watson, Sherlock is dead. I mean, he's gonna kill himself. He's gonna OD. He's gonna get himself in trouble. John Watson is the glue that holds Sherlock together.
I am disappointed in you.
And without John Mayer, my life would be sadder. Okay.
Edson,
yes.
Edson, now you sound like my dad.
For some people, their life is arguably sadder with John Mayer in it.
Agreed.
He has some very sad songs, guys. Okay. We're down to the final four. It's gonna be a little tough. I want you guys
to
bring out
who John Lennon goes up against.
Nobody. He got knocked out earlier.
Watson, that guy you just voted for, took him out.
I want you guys to bring the heat, okay? Get that passion going.
Oh, right? There's going to be passion in this one.
Because this is for the best John. Not the John that I guess I would pick over. The best John. Brilliant. So we're starting it off with John Wayne and John Favreau.
If any of you just decide to pick the Duke again is your argument... I will have you never watch an MCU movie
what,
ever again.
What is
again.
John Favreau's nickname? Yeah, nobody knows. Nobody knows.
It's what he started.
Didn't even know who Jon Favreau was. You voted against him in the first round.
It's a very valid point.
The arguments have persuaded me otherwise.
Favreau. Educated you.
Even that.
Listen, people can learn and grow. Right?
Love holds no records.
Not
wrong.
Edson, but people.
That's why we all hate each other. So,
but the fights of the round table does.
That's right.
All right, fine.
Darn right.
Give me
it does.
Your arguments then. Please say the Duke.
No, go ahead. Sorry, Matt. We both breathed in at the same time.
I don't feel like I even need to bring the Duke into this. I feel like it's just like you're debating a classic who has starred in more movies than I can probably count because I only know seven numbers versus a guy
who leads our youth.
Like this is versus a guy who does a great job of directing and launched the MCU, which has shaped the last decade of cinema. So you're talking about somebody who probably shaped 30 years of cinema versus somebody who shaped one. So you can go that way if you want to. But for me, it's the legend. It's John Wayne.
Maybe you meant to say the Duke.
Now, let me ask you guys a question. Does the fact that his real name is not John hinder him in any capacity in this
is news to the moderator. Please elaborate.
His real name is Marion Michael Morrison, but he went by John Wayne. That's a stage name.
Yeah.
I
did. That's
we
okay.
We have an imposter in the final four.
This is okay.
I wish
because
everybody's
name is not John Wick. He's a character. John Watson's a character.
Correct. So we have fictional characters.
No,
it's
it
a
makes
John.
A big difference. No,
it's
no,
a
no.
John.
No.
So John Wayne's a liar.
Because John Wayne is a liar. He's a lying liar.
He stays in the bracket, but he's a liar.
Yeah, but the look on Matt's face
asterisk
was worth that whole thing.
Should have been a video podcast. Hey man,
I mean,
I'm
that
a
is
millennial.
The era of stage names.
I don't
Nobody
know this
that
guy.
You actually know from that entire era is their name the thing you
Stan
know them
Stan Lee's
as.
Name is not Stan Lee. You're going to hold that against the world's best Stans?
Wait, I mean, what? First
this is news to the moderator as well. Please
his
elaborate.
Stanley Lieber was his
Well, yeah,
name.
I mean, I would change it from Lieber as well. Well,
but at least it's close.
I mean, it's close.
That's pretty close.
You just shortened both.
I mean, have you seen Akon's real name?
Snappier.
No.
What? It's not Akon?
Akon.
Akon. Next thing you're going to tell me, Snoop Dogg's not really Snoop Dogg.
No, he's Snoop Lion, you silly goose.
That's right. Sorry.
Don't be ridiculous, guys. Come on. We can't trash talk Snoop.
It's John Wayne for me.
Snoop is my personal friend, so. John Avery. I'd be very curious to know what you think about all of this.
I think one of the biggest things for Favreau is that you look at what superhero movies were before the MCU started.
Like Batman.
So you had a few good ones, but...
Just Batman. Did you see Batman and Robin?
Kinda.
Or which Batman?
We don't talk about that one.
Why did he have nipples? Why? Why does the Batsuit
But do you have nipples?
Okay, but the Dark Knight trilogy versus the Iron Man trilogy.
But that is after...
That's a whooping.
...the MCU started.
No, it's not. Batman Begins came out.
It was
05
06?
For Batman Begins and 08 for Iron Man.
08 for Iron Man.
I'm pretty sure it's
trilogy. Right. Trilogy. Not the standalone.
But which thing came first?
I will fact check. Right.
The chicken. What?
Or did it?
I don't know.
But I feel like, and love Dark Knight trilogy. It's one of the greatest of all time, and Batman is a huge factor in that. Christopher Nolan did great. But I feel like, Favreau has brought a resurgence to Marvel and just to the superhero genre in its entirety. They used to be a laughingstock. If you look at a lot of superhero movies from like 90s or superhero productions in general, even TV shows, there wasn't a lot of value in them. They were not good, like just objectively. And so I think the fact that we've turned it into like these can be legitimate films is a huge part of that.
Well, and I
think the Favreau had a big hand in that.
Huge. And the fact that Iron Man was not an A-list superhero.
Right. They didn't start with Captain America.
No. And it's not like he was handed Batman or Superman and said, here, go make this movie and make it great and launch a universe. He did it with the B-team because that's what they still had rights to.
True.
So there's value to that, I think.
So what I'm hearing as the moderator, I'm hearing a lot of discussion about film in particular. Are there any other merits you guys want to argue? If not, I will pose a question to the panel. If someone put Jon Favreau movie in front of you, Elf, Iron Man, etc., versus a John Wayne movie, which would the panel rather watch?
John Favreau.
So for me, it's not just about their movies. It's like it's the
I don't
with
think so
John
either,
Wayne. You were talking about you were talking about the icon. You're talking about the like the brand of human that that represents. You were talking about the generation that that represents. You were talking about Westerns. You're talking about like all of that is John Wayne. Mm-hmm. Like he,
yes, it is.
He is the human representation of a generation.
Right, he's got an Oscar, and you said before, Presidential Medal of Honor.
Like,
that's a big
John F. Kennedy.
He really is. Like, he just is to me. He is the human representation of a generation of people that defeated the Nazis. Like, that is like that's John Wayne, right? Mm-hmm. And then you're talking about somebody who was key in, but probably not the most key in launching the MCU, and that's what we're arguing his merit on. But he's not even the most key person in that. Honestly, he's not.
No, it's Tony Stark.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I also think
brought to you by John Favreau.
Yeah, it's everything that you said and how much of John Wayne and that era of film affected and shaped the way movies are made today. In whatever way. You know, I know technology and that has changed, but just like that style, his acting, storylines, that kind of stuff, like he is one of the greatest actors of all time, like one of the greatest icons of all time. How much has he also shaped even maybe John Favreau, like, you know, inspiration and whatever, you know, people have their people that they watched and learned from and wanted to be like when they were kids, you know, how many people in film industry in general would say, you know, oh, like I just loved watching John Wayne and the Westerns and all that kind of stuff. Like, I just think he's a key player, not just as a person and who he was and what he stood for, but in the shaping of the modern film industry.
Yeah. I think John Avery alluded to it earlier. Like, you can just say that guy's like John Wayne and everybody knows what you're talking about. You say that guy's like John Favreau and Edson goes, who? So I think it's hard to argue with an icon.
Speaking of Edson, you had a very strong opinion at the beginning. Why don't you
what do you think about
here?
The Duke now? Here's my thought. John Wayne, sure, he had the looks and the money and influenced spaghetti westerns and war movies and
not spaghetti
pretty
westerns.
Much everything else on the planet at the time that he was alive. Yeah, I don't have any more arguments for Jon Favreau. I agree. The Duke is probably the guy who wins this one.
Is there anything better than the fact that he just referred to him as the Duke, though? That's
I
my
think
favorite
not.
Part of the night,
I think
actually.
Not. Okay. Let's put to the vote. Was there anyone... I'll just put it this way. Was there anyone voting for Jon Favreau?
Well, I'm not going to wane from my original vote.
Get out.
All right, Bruce.
Now. Is this a 5-0 is what I'm asking?
It's the Duke.
Yeah, it's 5-0.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I guess I was really asking John Avery because I feel like you were the most in the middle of everyone.
Yeah, I think it's
your heart.
It's another tough one because it's kind of past and present, but you look at scope of influence. I don't know that Favreau will exceed Wayne, and so I think you can give it to Wayne here.
Okay.
I mean, he was going to win regardless. I just wanted to know what your vote was.
Right. Yeah, yeah. So.
And next up is John Wick versus John Lennon, I think, right? That's what it is?
Unfortunately, no. It's John Wick versus John Watson.
Cool. I thought maybe it was a bad dream or something, and I had woken up.
I'm sorry.
It's fine.
Actually, I'm not sorry. This has been very interesting how this all turned out, so I'm not sorry at all. But you know what? I don't have to be sorry. I didn't vote.
Yeah, good point.
Okay. John Wick and John Watson. Who wants to start us off?
John Wick did it for his dog.
Sure.
So not only did John Wick is an amazing gunsman, I don't know how else to put that.
Marksman.
Marksman, gunner guy, shooting person.
Right.
He also was detective enough to find out who killed his dog to get that revenge.
I mean, I haven't
seen
it.
I don't see Watson being able to do something like that. Spoiler alert, he finds out who
does
kills
he use
his
detective
dog.
Work or you just kill everybody else? And
well,
then,
you kill absolutely everyone.
If you kill
everyone
then right. You've killed the people
who
are against
people
you.
Who killed your
okay,
dog.
Cool,
so
cool.
Technically, that is true.
It's kind of like how the Chinese are handling their COVID crisis.
It's literally process of elimination.
Our podcast is now banned in China.
you guys might totally be right. I'm just going to be honest with this one. I can't vote somebody into the championship that I've never seen their movies. So, like, I know that, that you guys are all going to be like, that's a you problem and, like, all that stuff. But I'm just telling you, like, so Watson.
That's what I want, though. Like, I want Watson, everyone to vote from their heart.
Like, everybody in here, like, has eventually encountered John Watson right. at some point, right? Like, we have all seen something with that character or read something with that character. So there's timelessness to that. And also notoriety with that. And you guys are might be totally right about John Wick. So I'm not like, I probably, there's not enough people in this group who are going to agree with me that this is going to matter. But because I've never seen any of it, I can't vote him into the championship.
There is, right? until Matt said, by the way, John Watson is Sherlock Holmes is John Watson. We're like, oh yes. None of us knew that it was actually John Watson. Except for like one or two.
I knew that.
I think at least three or four of us.
Yeah. Literally two out of the six people in the room.
And for those listening, there are six of us in the room. So,
but to be fair, two of us didn't know. I'll admit that. You're right. So
33% did not know, which means 66.6667% knew.
But I also think you could attribute that to recency bias.
Thanks for doing the math
bias.
On that, man.
No
appreciate
problem.
That.
That's what I do.
I think you'd attribute that to recency bias, that you know Wick and you don't know Watson. Oh. Wick is bigger right now. But Watson has been a continual thing.
Didn't do anything for John Krasinski.
He's not in this vote.
True. You do have to balance recency bias. Like recency bias has value because of like what we're seeing right now. But you also there's a balance.
All right, I'm going Watson.
Of course you are.
Because I'm very well read. Is that why? Or is it because I'm old?
A little both.
Okay. Cool.
Mostly because you're old. Because you don't read.
I don't read. No. That's why they made movies and TV shows.
And audiobooks.
Yes, and audiobooks. So some guy in a British accent can talk to me about John Watson.
Every time I bring up the fact that I've listened to the entire works of Sherlock Holmes on audiobook, someone makes fun of me for it.
Why?
I don't have the attention span.
I don't.
Nerd.
There it is.
It goes exactly like that.
All right. So, I'm going Watson.
Got to keep the streak going.
Okay.
John Dobson, I think you're a Wick man. Let me hear your argument for John Wick.
Oh, I'm still
Other
going
than
Watson.
He did it for his dog.
Watson is a timeless classic for me. I just always will be. John Wick is phenomenal. When his name is said and people immediately get this oh crap look on their face because they know what that means. Like they're just great movies. But I don't know. John Watson has been a part of my life for as long as I can remember, because I, like you, have listened to the stories and read the stories. And so, he's a timeless classic for me. It's still Watson.
Good arguments all around. Any final words before we vote?
Yeah, John Wick will be a timeless classic in my life for as long as I can remember as well. The facial hair, the suit.
The facial.
The fact that he loves his dog.
John Lennon is a legend in my lifetime, too.
No, but I will forever remember him. For the rest of my life.
You're not going to remember John Lennon for the rest of your life?
No.
Our next bracket is going to be top 16 variations of salt. And
popcorn.
I'm expecting Josh Hertz to go all the way.
Himalayan pink, one seed.
Sea salt. Himalayan
I tried
salt.
A Himalayan
kosher.
Pink garlic
kosher.
Salt.
Boom.
He's the only one
Winner.
That
changed my life.
That ended up being a longer Season discussion
salt.
Than I thought.
We can do this all day.
Okay, we're going to vote. And then move on to the finals. Edson, vote.
John Wick.
Josh Hirth.
Who are the contestants?
John Wick. John
Watson.
Watson.
John Watson.
John Avery.
Going Watson.
John Watson.
Matt Swearingen.
Watson.
Boom.
Watson.
I'm so happy
to
be the dissenting voice.
Now, I will say that if John Wick comes in here and kills us, I'm very unhappy about this.
He won't kill us. He'll kill you guys.
That's true. That's true. Hopefully he'll spare the moderator.
It's okay. I'm friends with Chuck Norris, so maybe the two of them can even things out. I'm not.
We should get our friends together. Johnny Depp. Chuck Norris, Snoop Dogg.
I actually think John Wick is the
John
new
Mayer.
Chuck Norris.
Ooh. Interesting.
That's a hot take.
That is a hot take.
All right. We may have to,
I don't like it.
Top 16 hot takes coming next time.
We may have to do that in one of their Chuck Norris verse.
Ooh. That's a episode. Different podcast.
So we're just going to see like what, 15 contestants Chuck Norris beats?
Yes. Okay. And not one at a time.
All at the same time.
1v15.
Eep Man.
Oh, yes. I'd watch that. Yes. Okay. Sorry. I'm sorry. Getting us off track.
It is time for the finals. John Wayne, American icon, legend, versus John Watson, English icon.
How the heck did we wind up with these two?
Because you guys voted against John Lennon. That's how. This one's on you. Hope you're happy.
Here's the deal.
So you're saying it's the colonies versus Great Britain again.
Ooh. We already had that fight. We know who wins.
That's right. You guys can argue any point you want. That is the point.
You've been going for Watson this entire time, so you might as well finish it out.
First time.
Except that first time.
Except for the first.
So unhappy about this, but that's okay. It's okay.
Is that one of those if you can't beat them, join them kind of moments for you?
Yeah, listen, it's yes. It's one of those deals where, I don't know if you know this or not, I'm not happy that John Lennon lost.
I didn't know. Okay, Thank you for telling me.
No problem. I feel like I should make that abundantly clear. However, if he's going to lose, I'm glad he lost to John Watson versus, let's say, the John, or even Johnny Bravo, whom I love. But he lost to a worthy competitor.
In the Bible, Lot's wife literally turned into a pillar of salt. Yeah. And I still feel like you have more salt than that.
I feel like I'm surprised that John the Baptist didn't make this list.
So
I'm shocked.
I did actually think about putting him in.
Right. I mean, it's not something you should lose your head over.
Didn't think it would have.
Like John the Baptist did.
Boom.
I did think about putting John the Baptist in. Also Jonathan. Figured we wouldn't have as hot takes on those, you know. It's our first episode.
There's a bit of a guilt vote there.
There's not vote against the Bible guy.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. Like, so that's ultimately why they didn't make the cut. Yep.
Okay, that's fair. Okay.
For me is, I mean, you're talking about two Johns who have stood the test of time.
Yes.
Yes, 2 hours.
When was John Watson's character created?
Oh, I can fact check that for you.
Something that for
right
me?
Now. Yeah,
I can
get it quick.
All right. So, what are you getting at?
I don't have a place I'm going with it. I just feel like, you know, I want to make sure that in my thought process, I'm considering how much of the time Watson has made it through, right? Because, like, you're talking, like, I don't know if Watson has been around way, way, way longer than Wayne, which he has been around way longer.
Yes.
But
the very first Sherlock Holmes story, A Study in Scarlet, was published in 1887.
Hmm. Okay, so John Wayne was born like 13, 14 years later, right? Mm-hmm.
Something like that.
Like 1904?
Yeah, he was born in 1907.
Yes, thank you, everyone. May 26, 1907.
So 20 years later. So it's not, in the grand scheme of things, it's not way, 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 way longer. Right. He started being in movies in his 20s.
So it's 40 years later. Okay. Yeah. Well, that's what we held against John Krasinski, that it's, you know, and John Wayne. It's like that's 40 years of acting.
I would say John Krasinski didn't start being notable until mid 2000s, early 2000s, earliest. John Wayne died in 79. So you had 21 years, give or take, from the time that Wayne died to when Krasinski was even known.
Yeah, but I'm just saying in the scheme of time, it's not like if you're going to use that argument, it's not like that's a long period of time. And let's say find Lennon and
why
trigger word.
Why are you doing this to me?
Couldn't help it.
Why are you doing this to me?
I would say my argument would be for John Wayne over John Watson for the fact that he doesn't just influence the movie genre. He has influenced everything. Like, he's an American icon in the way that he influences the way people talk, the way people acted. And John Watson has never influenced the way people behave. No physician has ever gone, I want to be Dr. Watson when I grow up. So, you know, it's not like anyone's looking to be John Watson. They would not mind being John Wayne.
Are you like the Lorax of physicians? Do you just speak for all of them?
Yes.
Okay.
The other thing I just looked up, too, okay, was that the Sherlock Holmes books, short stories, novels, you know, the different iterations, were only 40 years from they ended in 1927. So you have 40 years worth of work there where Lennon, see, now you got me going back to John Lennon.
Can't let it go.
John Wayne actually has
like 50 years.
Yeah. So he got a later start, has a longer run. Might even say he might be more prolific, even.
I would put him as more influential. I would put him as more who I would want to be. I would put him at, like, that is, to me, it's, yeah, it's John Wayne. It's John Wayne all the way. The colonies beat Great Britain, and John
Every
Wayne
time.
Will definitely be Watson for me.
We've also been banned from the UK.
Yes.
All right, so I'm saying John Wayne, take that, Queen.
I should have rethought this bracket. Our podcast is now banned everywhere except Texas. So,
well then.
Well, we'll be fine then.
Something right.
Yes.
You can still get a lot of subscribers just from Texas.
Yes, you can. And some good barbecue.
You also should subscribe.
Do you have thoughts, Dobson?
This is a really tough one for me. Do I need to stop talking for you to fix my mic now?
No, you're actually good.
All right.
I can't hear him.
It's because you're old and deaf.
Wow. Which is, I know who John Lennon is.
How long are you going to be bitter about that?
How long you got?
Well, today's Friday, all right. So forever?
I'm really torn between this because I want to stand with who John Wayne is and what he represents.
Cool, so he votes John Wayne. Let's move on.
But if you were to say, if you were to give me a form of media that was either John Wayne or John Watson, I would lean towards Watson.
So you would rather read a book than watch a John Wayne movie?
Yes.
Is what you're saying.
Or listen to a book.
Or listen to a book.
Or watch an episode of Sherlock or something. Like, I would lean towards that as a form of entertainment more than I would John Wayne. But...
oh, the original True Grit's magical.
Facts.
But as a person, as an icon, as what he represents, what... the way he affected people, and like you said, in an era coming out of a war, and what he like stood for, and I don't know, I'm torn here.
Let's come back to you.
Yeah,
John Avery.
I think multiple people have said like nobody wants to be John Watson. I think it would be pretty cool to be John Watson.
I think he's the epitome of like a perfect friend. Like what he does for Sherlock.
And like, I don't know, not everybody wants to be Spotlight, and that's totally me. Like, I, even this is like way outside the boundaries of what I normally do. And I'm sitting in a room with friends that just happen to have a microphone in front of me. Like, so being that unheralded, being the sidekick, being the balance of the team, I think is a really cool aspect of John Watson. He's still brilliant in his own right. I think he brings a lot to the table that maybe is not always overt in that. Not to say that nobody wants to be John Wayne. I don't think anybody would have a problem being John Wayne. His influence, like we've said, is massive. But I do think there are merits to John Watson and being John Watson.
It's been an interesting couple hours. Shall we vote?
Yes.
Does anyone have any closing thoughts? This is it. Best John. Best John. There's a lot of Johns, guys. We've eliminated a lot of them. Really think. Who do you want to be the best John? We're starting with Josh Hirth.
John Wayne.
Jim Dobson.
I'm sorry. No. I apologize.
I apologize.
I just think at the end of the day, when I go to tell somebody, hey, we recorded our first podcast, and they go, oh, what was it? And I go, the best John. And they go, oh, who won? And I say John Wayne. Every person I talk to is going to go, yeah, I can see that. That makes sense.
But if I say John Watson, they're going to be like, who? And I'm going to go Sherlock sidekick.
Yeah, I agree. Anyway, I don't mean to say that to influence your votes that are wrong, but please vote what I vote.
John Dobson.
I think you're coming to me next.
Oh, wait. His mic's not working again.
Probably.
No, it's okay.
I think when you put it in the question of the best John, I was swayed by John Avery's comment there of like, just like, or maybe it was Josh, I don't know, you both were talking about who he is as a friend, and how faithful he is to Sherlock, and how awful and narcissistic Sherlock is, like John Watson stands by him. But I think if you were to ask like, who would I want to be like? Who would I like the character?
Who does John Dobson?
Yeah.
The
characteristics that I would want to have in my life. I think I would have to go with John Wayne.
Matt Swerge.
It's the Duke. John Wayne.
Cool. That wraps up our show then, I guess.
So I would say that, you know, like John's comments about Watson were influenced me in some way. I'd stop listening somewhere in there. And so I'm going to have to say it's John Wayne. Like, how, there's not even an argument with this.
It's the Duke.
The Duke.
If I hear one more person say the Duke.
I'm just curious, Edson. I think I know the answer, but which John were you referring to?
It's the Duke.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no.
The Duke.
When you stopped Wayne. Listening.
Oh, I stopped listening for
that's me.
John Avery.
Okay.
And John Avery.
Yeah, there's too many Johns.
Close us out, John. What's your vote, my friend?
I think they both bring tremendous value. I've stated, I think, a pretty strong case for Watson. But if you're going for the ultimate John.
The best.
John. The Duke.
Boom.
There
John Wayne.
Boom.
John Wayne takes a 5-0. And he is our first official crown champion.
Yes.
That is amazing.
Of the round table. I guess feel.
Oh, okay, yes. I think that's a great way to start.
Yeah. Okay. Yes.
Yeah. So I think those were 7 great hours spent in here talking.
Yes. So for listeners, the rule then is that whoever or whatever wins, they can never be trash talked on this podcast. So if John Wayne is ever referred to in the future episodes of this podcast, someone has to acknowledge former champion.
Former champion.
John.
Current reigning champion.
Current reigning champion.
Current reigning champion.
If they're the most recent, yes.
If they're the most recent, right. Current or reigning, because I realize that is
it's
redundant.
Right.
And furthermore, you cannot speak ill of John Wayne on this podcast.
Why would
Nor
you?
Nor would you.
Why would you? Don't know. But it's possible that, you know, if
he did
Watson
nothing wrong in his life.
Had picked it, you know, wow, perhaps, perhaps a Lennon fan that would have spoken ill of, you know,
it's
our
John,
doctor friend if he
Duke
had won.
Wayne.
If anybody does it, it's going to be Josh Hirth, simply because John Lennon didn't win.
No, he cannot. That's these rules are binding.
No, I
know, but if somebody's going to break the rules.
Listen, I'm a rule follower.
No, you're not.
100% I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, as long as I like the rule, I follow
exactly.
To the death. Just stop making dumb rules is all I'm saying, people.
Come I just can't go. Wait for our next bracket.
Me too, guys. I hope you guys had fun. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. If you'd like to know more about the podcast and about us, you can visit our social media links that we provide in the description of the podcast. We hope you enjoyed it. We enjoyed it. And I hope you all will tune in next time for Fights of the Roundtable Episode 2. Until next time.
Seems fun. Let's go, Watson.
I might need new friends after this.